The purpose of this recording is to allow you to vividly imagine transforming into a humanoid wolf in an urban fantasy setting. A few words of warning before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have this safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes, if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. Let's start by focusing on our breathing. With every breath you breathe in, allow yourself to relax more and focus inwards. Take a deep breath. Breathe out slowly. In. Breathe out. In. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. In. Breathe out. In. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Out. In. As you relax deeper now, you can allow yourself to focus inwards and forget about everything else for now. You may continue to breathe deeply and allow yourself to focus inward. As you go deeper into a trance, you can allow fantasy to form. Sometimes people find it difficult to use your imagination to think about fantasies. Sometimes people think hypnosis doesn't count unless they hallucinate a vision or become so lost in a trance that they forget the real world for a while. But how deep you go and how willing you are to immerse yourself in fantasy is always up to you. Possibly you can remember what it was like as a child to make believe and pretend. Maybe you know how to forget everything else for now and go deep into a trance. Because even children know how to imagine vividly. Perhaps you can find ways to trick yourself into going deep into trance so that you can enjoy the experience. When you listen to this recording in its entirety and it is complete, you can return to normal. But for now, you can mindfully make believe and go as deep as you want into a trance. Just for now, you can imagine what it would be like to transform into Wolfkin, a humanoid wolf covered in thick fur, with a bushy tail, a canine snout, and fierce claws. Just imagine that one day people discovered magic. Perhaps it was always there, or perhaps it was introduced from somewhere else. At first, besides some interesting takes online and in the media, nothing really happened. But then, as magic became more common, so did magical creatures and magical realms. Magic parlors opened up on Main Street, and people would go there to become infused with magic, curing them of illnesses, improving their mental health, and granting them youth. There were rare side effects of becoming infused with magic, like gaining magical powers or becoming a magical creature, but people decided the benefits seemed to outweigh the risks. After a long day, you decide to head to your favorite magic parlor, where a friendly wizard can infuse you with magic. From the outside, the parlor looks like other common storefronts. It's only when you go deeper inside that you can experience real magic. You've paid online already through an app on your phone. You've selected your favorite wizard to channel magic into your being. They are fairly attractive and have a warm presence that always seems to put you at ease. As you arrive, your wizard greets you in the lobby. Although seemingly still young, his eyes, highlighted with crow's feet, twinkle with wisdom and mirth. His long, flowing beard looks impeccably groomed. Wizard apparel tends to be an eclectic mix of hipster fashion, colorful patterns, and fantasy wizard garb. The wizard beckons you to follow him inwards as you walk down the hallway past the reception area. Out of sight, other wizards channel magic in small rooms that you walk by as you stroll down the hallway. You enter the wizard's parlor and take a seat at the massage table, which glows with arcane runes. The friendly wizard makes small talk, asking you about your day and any areas or chakras you should focus on and the like. You settle more deeply into your support and close your eyes as your wizard leans over you. Soon you can feel a channel of luminous magical energy begin to flow into your body. The wizard starts with your head and pours magical energy into your mind, allowing you to quiet stray thoughts and focus inwards. The soothing magic feels icy hot as it seems to wash over your face, but also seems to flow all the way down to your center. You can relax all the muscles in your face and allow your eyes to close if they haven't already done so, and feel your being drop down into a soothing trance. The wizard continues to channel magic into you, and you can feel your neck and shoulders relax. It feels wonderful, as this magical power seems to melt away any tension and interrupt any negative thoughts or patterns, not allowing you to relax completely. The wizard runs his hands over your body, just pouring magical energy into you, like watering a garden with a hose. You can feel your biceps and triceps relax deeply as the icy hot magic flows into them. Your wrists and forearms can settle into a pleasurable numbness as the magic flows deeper into your being. You can feel the icy hot magic soothe even the tiny muscles in your hands and fingers as you drop even deeper into a trance and allow yourself to forget everything else for now. With your eyes closed, you can imagine this friendly wizard channeling pure magic into your being, sparking renewal and interrupting old thought processes and bad habits, like a jolt of an electric spark. As the wizard is about to focus on dropping more magic into your chest, you can feel old pains in your heart fade away and the heavy burdens on your shoulders lift, allowing your back to become free and easy. The helpful wizard continues to allow everything to fall into place as they pour magic into your belly. You can feel all the muscles in your core soften as any negative feelings in your gut fades away. Working down your body, the wizard focuses on every area that can be helped with pure magic, which allows your entire body to melt into comfort. The largest muscles of your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs, just seem to release any stiffness or tension as magic pulls you deeper into a blissful trance. The wizard pours the icy hot magic into your shins and calves, and allows you to relax all the way down to your toes as you feel the magic pouring even deeper into your heels, arches, balls, and toes. Your entire body has become saturated in soothing magic. You can do nothing but relax completely. You drift even deeper into a magical trance. The wizard finishes his treatment and leaves, touching you on the shoulder gently before heading outside. From past experience, you know you have a few minutes to enjoy the blissful experience and let your mind quiet. When you rise from the imbuing table, you find that your clothes barely fit you. On your way out, you nod to your wizard, who is bringing in another client. He looks at you and flashes a big smile, more genuine than his usual ones. He has a slightly sad look, though, as he waves goodbye. With every step you take, you can hear ripping noises as you grow thicker and stronger. On your way out of the building, you notice the door seems shorter than before. As you walk outside, you may find it hard to think clearly, but you feel like hanging out with your buddies, although you're not sure who you have in mind. On your way to find companionship, you will pass by five groups of people. With each and every number I count down, you grow larger and more relaxed as you go deeper into a focused trance as you become more of a humanoid wolf. 5, you pass by a group of bikers who are riding on their motorcycles down the street. One of them whistles at you as they ride past, and you have a strange feeling inside. Your clothes grow tighter as your muscles become lean and powerful. A thick, bushy tail erupts from just above your rear and sways back and forth as you start to walk faster. 4, you pass by a gym full of humans working out. Some of them look obviously magically enhanced. They smile at you, and your ears become tall and pointed, becoming covered in thick wolf fur. You flex back at the humans, and your biceps swell larger with power. Your tail wags excitedly as you continue down. 3, you pass by a restaurant, a mixed group of people dining on the patio, half in urban street clothes and half in high fantasy getup. Look at you in shock as you tear through your shirt and reveal your massive fur-covered torso. Someone chuckles and says, "Good boy," as they throw you some food, which you catch in your maw, which is now a full wolf muzzle. 2, an orc bar, and inside you see many massive green orcs drinking disgusting green brews. They shout something at you in Orcish that you don't understand, but they seem to cheer your transformation on. Your muscular thighs tear through your pants, and your massive, furry haunches sway as you stomp with your large, padded foot paws. 1. You're deep into the magical side of town as you pass by a head shop full of hobbits. They look at you with slight fear in their eyes, but it feels good just to snarl and bark a little as you pick up the scent of your pack and break into a run all the way down. 0. You reach a dog park which has been converted into a hangout for wolfkin like yourself. The other wolves run up to you, and you all sniff and hug each other as you become completely a wolfkin and give in to all your canine instincts. Joy radiates from your heart as you have found your pack. They are happy to see you and share a cooler full of drinks and invite you to play frisbee rugby. You sweat as you bond with your new wolfkin mates in the park. After a long day of running, throwing frisbees, and catching them, you make it home and drift into a deep sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. At first, your life as a wolfkin isn't that much different from your normal life. You soon learn to carry a bag to make up for your lack of pockets in your fur-covered form. Your sense of smell and hearing has increased dramatically. At first, it's hard to ignore the sense of delicious food cooking a block away, or sleep with the sound of sirens and cars on the street at night. With the help of your pack, you quickly adapt. You eventually move into an apartment complex where most of your pack lives and get a good deal on rent because the owner of the building is part of your pack. Your alpha is a kind and generous wolfkin who seems to spend most of his time taking care of your pack. Everyone in your pack follows the alpha's command. The first full moon, you go hunting with your pack deep in the woods. You run through the cold night air as a bright full moon shines down on your fur-covered muscles and your tight bodies. The hunt is a sort of contest on full moons, prepared by others in your pack to get all your hunting instinct out. You discover that you have a talent for hunting and the ability to see in almost pitch darkness. Quickly, you rise to the ranks of your pack through your skill displayed on full moon nights. After a few years, you become either second in command or an alpha yourself. As the world continues to become laden with magic, you and your pack decide to form a village of wolfkin deep in the mystic woods that sprung up outside of your city. It's a lot of hard work, but your pack builds homes among the ferns and fallen logs in the shade of tall pines. Your village takes shape, and your pack grows even stronger. Travelers and adventurers occasionally pass through your village, like dragons and dragon knights, or giants and satyrs. The village's large stone inn and tavern, full of rowdy wolves, always proves to be an experience they never forget. The moment you became a wolfkin, you became connected to a network of packs. These extended families always provided you with companionship and support, more than you've ever experienced before. You consider yourself blessed by fate, as your local pack proved to be full of kind and compassionate wolves who all look up to you. You find a mate or two in the pack and perhaps raise a small litter of pups yourself. The old world slowly fades from your memory and perhaps from existence as the years go by and news of the human world no longer reaches your quiet village of wolves. But take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience.
To feel the what you want under hypnosis. The more you enjoy, the better it's your chance to focus. focus on what's best for you.
The more you go into trance, the more
each and every day you tell yourself it's okay to focus on one thing at a time.
Every time you go deep, tune out distractions.
Feel more comfortable
going just there now.
Allow your imagination
as you gain insight.
You become strong.
You can also trust
your realization.
Only remember
so is
to allow yourself to see what you want
just
to see
now.
Allow your imagined senses
become
stronger
to grow than
your senses.
Each and every day,
you can
allow the most
basic part of yourself
to become calm.
Now's the time
to trust
your imagination.
Every muscle in your body to relax.
Remember what it was like
and allow yourself
as a greater child.
You can allow yourself
to trust
your ability to imagine.
Allow your labor
to grow.
You can do nothing
but arise
now
to allow yourself to hear
what you want to hear,
with openness
in your inner experience.
With each and every breath,
you can imagine
relaxation and comfort.
You have
the ability
to focus
on your inner
experience,
to relax
and unwind.
It's okay
when you
give yourself
what you really
sense
to relax
under
hypnosis.
You may notice
your focus
allow the
most basic
part of yourself
to relax.
Allow
your imagined
senses
to be
pretty strong
to let go
of them your
senses.
Tune out
distractions.
The more often
you as you
listen to this
recording,
the more conscious
trust
and enjoy
trance
in your everyday
life.
Each and every day,
tell yourself
it's okay.
Allow
yourself
to visualize
and imagine
the day that
you go into
trance.
The more
you can relax
now,
to focus on.
Isn't it wonderful
you can relax
to know how much
that all
this is
worth?
Allow
yourself
to be sensory
and imagine, divided
by your
subconscious.
People
are able
to recognize
and enjoy
every muscle
of imagination.
You may have
any
ability
to imagine
more
than you realize.
You may have
a greater
ability to imagine
than you
realize.
With each and every
word I say,
focus,
allow me to
embrace your trusted
forms.
For just
for now,
allow
your imagined
senses
to become
stronger.
To imagine
a wave of
senses
cascading
through your body.
Allow your
brain
to grow.
You can allow
yourself
to believe
each and every day.
Tell yourself
it's okay to
focus on one
thing at a time.
You can feel
yourself
open up
and become.
Now's the
time
to trust
your imagination.
You can
observe your
own mind,
set without
judgment
what you sense.
Enter
the most
basic
part of yourself.
Think of
that okay,
what's your
mind
focus on?
Forget
allow
the most
basic
part of yourself
to align
that to
focus.
You can
allow yourself
to settle
yourself
into your
support.
Each and every
day,
tell yourself
can't
forget to
focus
on one thing
at a time.
Without distractions.
Use
all your powers
to assemble
your
feel
great
to have
the ability
to never
breath.
Use
your
imagination.
Allow
yourself
to visualize
and imagine
what feels
good.
Become
open to
change.
Have the ability
to change.
There's
no
need
to settle
into
the
every time
you feel
right away.
Your
focus
becomes
sharper.
You have
the
ability
to
focus
on
what
your
inner
experience
is best
for you
to focus
on.
It's okay.
Allow
yourself
to see
what you
want
to imagine
your
hypnosis.
Allow
your subconscious
mind
to focus
on
your
visions
and your
focus
on.
You
can
allow
yourself
to
believe
and
allow
yourself
to hear
what you
want to hear.
You
feel good
under
hypnosis.
Forget
about
any
discomfort
for now.
It's okay.
Use all
allow
yourself
to
see what
you
want
to
see
under
hypnosis.
Each and
every
breath.
You
may
have
a greater
ability
to
imagine
to focus
than you
realize.
You
have
the ability
to every day
change
yourself
and grow
to focus.
Allow
your
subconscious
mind
to
send
allow
your
imagined
senses
to become
stronger.
You
learn
to realize
senses
early
and
with greater
comfort.
Remember
what it
was
like
to not
know
what's
best
to focus
on.
It's
okay.
The
more
often
you
feel
this
in your
body,
the
more
conscious
you
become
of
it.
For
now,
you can
focus
on your
mind
and
discomfort.
Remember
what
it was
like
to make
every
muscle
in your
body
relax.
Allow It's okay.
Feel
what you want.
Enter
your
senses.
Enter your senses.
You can enjoy the sensory
just for now.
Allow your
imaginations
to become stronger
in your inner senses.
Knowing that all this is temporary,
you can allow
every muscle in your
body
to relax,
to focus
on your inner
senses. You may become more aware
of how you control
your imagination.
To focus
it's
on your inner
experience.
Daydream
and let your
it's
mind
okay
wander.
To daydream
and let your
the more
mind
often
wander.
You consciously make the way,
allow
the more conscious
part of yourself
to rely
on your everyday life.
Feel safe and secure.
You can
adapt.
You can enjoy
the
sensory
energy
yourself.
It's
provided
by your
subconscious.
Every time you breathe,
you can relax.
Your focus becomes
sharp
and all this is
temporary.
It's okay
to start.
You can allow
yourself
to become
more
open
and
enter and receptive.
Forget
you can allow
your
conscious
self
to relax.
Just
for now,
any discomfort.
Allow your
imaginary
senses.
Stronger
in your senses.
People
do learn
to realize
that
they're alone
and
with greater
comfort.
You have
the ability,
it's
okay
to
allow
yourself
to feel
what
you
want
under
hypnosis.
No
distractions.
With
each
loving
breath,
what's
best
at focus
on
certain.
You can prove
yourself
to focus.
Imagine
a wave
of
comfort.
Ask
me to
tell
your
body
to
focus
on
one
thing
at a
time.
You can
imagine
relaxation
and comfort.
Now's
the time
for your
body
to
trust
your
imagination.
Forget
what
you can
forget.
Allow
your
subconscious
mind.
As you listen
to this
recording,
your
images,
you
can
trust
and
enjoy
trance.
It's
okay
to
allow
yourself
to see
what
you
want to
see.
Under
it,
allow
yourself
to
hear
what
you want
to
hear.
Allow
yourself
to visualize,
imagine,
and predict
your
forget.
You
have
the
ability
to
focus
on
your own
experience.
Allow
yourself
to
hear
what
you
want to
hear.
You
can allow
any
tightness
in
your
body
to
unwind.
It
feels
good.
Trust
me,
allow
me
to imagine
every
muscle
in your
body.
Use
all
your
powers
to
hear
your
focus.
You
can
allow
yourself
to
totally
see
new
ideas.
Dream.
And
let
your
it's
mind
wander.
To
forget
about
any
discomfort.
To
allow
yourself
to
feel
what
you
want.
You can
allow
yourself
in
greater
comfort.
Just
you
can
allow
yourself
to
imagine
senses.
To
become
stronger,
you can
allow
the most
realistic
part
of
yourself
to
become
calm.
Let
yourself
focus
on
what
you
need
to do
and
relax
now.
You
have
an
ability to
approach
this
inward
and
grow
discomfort.
Remember,
as you
gain
this
insight,
you
can
also
trust
on
your
abilities.
The
more often you
consciously
make the
need
to focus
on,
the
more
conscious
you
become
of
you make
yourself
in
your
everyday
life.
You
may
notice your
focus
increasing
as
you must
learn
your body
to relax.
You
can
visualize
the sensory
imagery
body
provided
by your
subconscious.
Allow
your subconscious
mind
to send
you
images,
relax,
knowing
that
all this is
temporary.
As you
go
deeper
into
trance,
you
may gain
more
insight
into
your
own inner
experience.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives. Negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2. Starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3. Allowing the world around you to return. 4. Eyes crystal clear. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper. Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of $1 or more a month at hypnobeast.com.